Welcome to the Freight Broker Bootcamp audio experience, and I'm your host, Dennis Brown. Hey, listen, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I have a special announcement, and we have a special guest, and we have a special training today. So today, I'm going to share with you, along with my guest, who's an expert in building freight broker credit and factoring. He's going to share with you why quick pays are killing your broker credit. Now, I didn't realize this when he first shared it with me a while back, but it makes a ton of sense. And we're going to show you not only why that happens, but how to fix it. All right. So that's what we're going to do today. Here is my guest, everybody. Welcome, Tom Croteau from OpperFi. Tom, would you do us a huge favor and give us a quick intro to yourself? I know you got a really interesting background, a little bit with the military, how you started OpperFi. Give us a minute or two on that, and then we'll jump into the topic today, obviously, which is why quick pays are killing your freight broker credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, Dennis. Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Tom Croteau, owner, founder of Operation Finance, OpperFi. I started in this industry about 13 years ago, coming from a military background, going into business school, started with a factoring company who had an asset side, they had a brokerage side. So I kind of got a taste of all different aspects of the industry. Branched off in 2019, started OpperFi. The one thing that I realized that was really lacking in our industry was just education. One thing that I think separates us is being able to educate not only our trucking clients, but our brokerage clients. I'm excited to be here to kind of talk about some interesting topics. And one thing that I think when I mentioned to you previously was everybody doesn't really understand why quick pays have this kind of, it's actually negatively impacting your business on a number of different fronts on how to build your broker credit. So I thought it was going to be a unique topic to discuss today. So I'm happy to be here. So thanks for having me, Dennis.
Yeah, Tom, thank you so much for being here. First, let me kind of tee this up for the audience. You know, I've been contacted and had numerous conversations over the years with different factoring companies. And at different times throughout the last, let's call it the last decade, factoring companies have varying opinions on whether they like to work with startups or even whether they like to work with freight brokers in general.
Absolutely.
And not only that, one of the things that really stood out when we started talking was your emphasis on education. Really, with most of the companies that I've spoke to, most of the companies I've researched, and most of the companies you find online, education's really not a big part of their platform. It's kind of, I'm sure that they have to do some of it on the back end, but they don't lead with it. And that was one of the things that kind of interested me most in what you were doing is you had put together some trainings and some educational pieces for, you know, just people in the market as well as your clients. And that's part of what we're going to dissect today. And is I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a hint here. On the back end of this, we're going to make a special offer, right? A special offer. It's free. You're not going to have to pull your credit card out. Don't worry. It's absolutely free. But you are absolutely positively going to want to get this training. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's going to be a training that you can absolutely get for free above and beyond that. So if you enjoy what you hear today, if you think Tom is credible and you love to hear more information, you'd love to learn more about broker credit, we're going to have an offer on the back end. So hold tight for that. Okay. So Tom, we got a lot of people waiting and we've been kind of planning this for several weeks now. So now's the time. Break this down for us. Like we're a fifth grader. Let us understand why are quick pays killing your freight broker credit?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I first always like to set the stage with just an example of us as consumers building credit when we were first turning 18 years old, right? We all remember turning 18 years old. We remember getting those little pamphlets in the mail or going to a Macy's and they're asking you for your social security card or everything like that. You didn't have the ability as a brand new 18-year-old to qualify for a car note or any type of large credit facility or anything like that. So you couldn't qualify, absolutely, definitely not a mortgage or anything like that. So I want to set the stage first and kind of putting yourself, if you are a brand new startup freight brokerage, that you're 18 years old again, and that you might need to get a cosign. You might need to get somebody to kind of help piggyback in order to start to build that credible market data within the industry. So first and foremost, you're a startup, you're brand new. The credit landscape that is within the transportation, just business credit in general, has very similar parallels when it comes to us as consumers, right? Us as consumers, we've got Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. All of us should be familiar now that we all have a Chase credit card or a car note, and they're reporting to those credit agencies on a monthly basis on our spend and our basically our payment history. And we still have those same credit agencies that work in the back end within business credit institutional data sources. So we've got, you've all heard of Dun & Bradstreet. You've all heard of potentially Ansonia. There's a number of these credit companies that are out there. I would argue that within the credit space, in the freight brokerage transportation space, TransUnion is, there's quasi pieces of TransUnion, but Ansonia being a number one, I believe, and they are owned by Equifax. There's another company that's out there that's called Quarterra. They are owned by a credit agency called Moody's. There's also TransCredit. There's a number of different those resources that are out there. And so that's first and foremost to set the stage that you are a brand new business. You're 18 years old. And how do these systems work? And what are the correlations between how us as consumers and us as business owners, and how can we actually build that credit? So
yeah, let me just clarify one thing. I think this is a great starting point. You know, everybody, what Tom just said was this, in a summarized version, we were all sitting there as young adults, young, you know, late teenagers in our 20s with no credit, and we struggle. And that's where a lot of the parallel with new freight broker startups is. What he's going to share with you now, I want you to connect the dots there, because that's very important that you understand. That's a great starting point, because if we start in chapter two or chapter three, sometimes you're not going to connect the dots. So I love the way you did that. I think that's really important foundation. So now, why don't you give that example and kind of break that whole quick pay thing down for us so that we can understand where the problems are and how to fix it.
So every time we speak to a brand new broker, one of their biggest concerns are is that they're not getting approved through factoring companies, or they're working with a trucking company that they're not extending them credit. And so obviously there's this want and desire to say, I got to move my customers' freight. So quick pay is my only option. And I've spoken with a number of different brokers throughout the years where they're like, I've been quick paying. I don't understand. I pay within 5 days. I pay upon delivery. I've got great payment history. I don't understand why I'm not building that credit data on the back end. And the key to that is understanding the pieces on how that back end works. And so us as consumers, the example that I like to provide is it's Monday. It's everyone's, you know, some of you might have a case of the Mondays. You might want to go out and take your family out to dinner. And so family of four, you might go to a restaurant and you're going to use your Chase credit card and possibly spend $100 on your Chase credit card. Now imagine that you go back to your home that same evening and log on to Chase and you pay from your bank balance immediately onto your Chase credit card. So you had a $100 balance and now it's a $0 balance. Well, what that is basically is us as consumers, those agencies, Chase, they're only reporting to the TransUnions, the Equifaxes, and the Experians of the world probably once a month. So your credit card statement last month was zero. You raised $100, you paid it off. Your credit card statement next month will be zero again. From the credit agency's perspective, they never saw that you increased your limit and paid it off. They didn't see that data blip that happened within the cycle. And so it's important that once you realize that, okay, these agencies, they're presenting a statement balance and then I'm paying it off. And then that balance is showing on the next statement that it's down to zero. You need to have that flow through data. And us as factoring companies, we are the synonymous with you as the consumer. Factoring companies are like the your mortgage company, your finance, your car note company, all the different credit card companies. We're the creditors. Once that data flows through us and is into our system, OpperFi and all the other factoring companies, they're reporting that data, that receivables data. They're reporting it once, maybe even twice a month. And so if you're providing this quick pay option, you're never getting that opportunity to have the data flow through into another institution's system, which then is doing that once or twice a month reporting. So I always like that example with from a consumer's perspective for you to really understand that if you were to go home and pay that off as a consumer, the data agencies are never reporting that. It's the same exact concept when it comes to business credit. You have to show that companies are approving you and that you have a credit limit of 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever it is, and then that balance goes down. So then that way the algorithms on the back end have an opportunity to recognize, oh, you're paying in 45 days. Oh, you're paying in 30 days. But if you're paying so quickly, it's actually that data is it's actually hurting you when you think that, oh man, I've been paying great. I'm just paying all of my carriers and everything's going well. It's actually detrimental to some of the credit data that's supposed to be flowing through to give you that score that you're looking for.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But common sense sometimes isn't quite so common, right? Even myself, who's been around for 20 years in the industry, I never really thought about the fact how quick pays can hurt your credit, right? Now, let me clarify one thing really quick, because I want to clarify and get the answer from you. Obviously, if a broker is working with a factoring company and you do a quick pay and you don't get to register that payment, right? It doesn't get registered on the credit reporting agencies, right? Obviously, you drew a good picture there. But what about if a broker is not going through a factoring company, but is working direct with a carrier, and then they quick pay that, and then that carrier then reports that payment? Is it the same sort of thing, or is it kind of like a separate issue? How does that work?
It depends. And I think that the key to it is going to be probably how big is the carrier. So if you're working with a larger carrier, a larger trucking company, maybe it's a Landstar, maybe it's a larger outfit, because they're subscribing to the Ansonias and the credit institutions.
Right.
It's the ones who are actually, the subscribers are the ones who are able to provide the data to those credit agencies. And so because we supply our data to those credit agencies, we also have access to be able to view those reports. And so we're providing that information. So if you have a small carrier, 1-2 truck operation, chances are they're probably not subscribing to, they're not sending their payables data, their receivables data to TransCredit. They're not sending it to the Ansonia. They're not sending it to those agencies. So it's never even registering. So the other interesting thing that I find on Ansonia reports or any other reporting institutions that are out there, and there's another one called Factors Network. So Factors Network, TransCredit, and Ansonia being, I think, kind of big ones, is that also when a factoring company is looking at you, they're also looking at how big you are as a freight brokerage. And that's being reported through that their monthly receivables data. So if you and I are both a factoring company and we've got ABC Brokerage that we've extended credit to, and you've got $2,500 reported on their balances, and I've got $2,500 reported on my balance, well, the algorithm picks up, oh, hey, they might be doing about $5,000 a month in average receivables volume, like kind of like a gross sales number. Well, imagine if you're doing a quick pay and I'm reporting it. Well, now the algorithm is showing that their average purchases, their average volume is only $2,500 a month. And so not only is quick pays, are you circumventing how the data flows in to have an algorithm that says that they're paying at a certain period of time, but your volume and how big your brokerage is, and which helps a factoring company determine how viable you are, right? If they see that you're only doing $10,000 a month, they're kind of like, do I really want to take that risk? But if they see that you're doing $50,000 a month, they're like, okay, they're probably well diversified. They've got 6 other factoring companies that are approving them credit. Me being checking them out for the first time, I'll give them a chance, you know? And so you have that one more opportunity to gain another creditor. So those quick pays are hindering not only your days to pay, because that data is not flowing through, but also your volumes and the number of receivables or your gross sales that's actually being reported on your business too.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, because I think that there's a lot of factors that the credit reporting agencies use, not only on the consumer level, but on a business level, mm-hmm. to ascertain the credibility or the credit, you know, whether you have A, B, C, D, E, F, whatever credit, you know what I mean? Yeah. However they're ranking it. And it's not just the days to pay. It's the number, I'm sure it's the number of different vendors that you have that are giving mm-hmm. you credit. It's, you know, the days to pay, it's the amounts, it's that whole history that goes into that equation.
Absolutely. And there's one differentiator that I like to kind of clarify when it comes to the business credit and the consumer credit, you know, and those two, that comparison. Us as consumers, we're told we shouldn't have too many credit cards. We shouldn't have too many lenders that are out there, and debt is bad in that scenario. On the business side, it's actually better. If you have creditors where you've got 50 different factoring companies or 50 different companies that have extended you credit, that's actually a good sign, because that means that there's a number of different institutions, which there's a number of 50 different underwriting managers, 50 different credit analysts that have all viewed your business and said, these guys are going to be around for a while. And so the one differentiator here between us as consumers and businesses is that it's actually better to have more creditors on the business side than it is for, and obviously it depends. We're talking about trade credit, right? Receivable, right. Not that you're going out there and taking a loan here. I mean, those are different. But this is, it's trade credit. How many creditors that are out there that are extending, saying, yeah, we're going to take a shot and we're going to extend that invoice and we're going to wait for that to get paid in the next 30 to 45 days.
That makes perfect sense. Is there anything else you want to add to that component about the whole, you know, quick pay example, maybe what they can do to improve that or how factoring can help them to improve that. I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, it's so counterintuitive because a lot of startup brokers are working with a brand new factoring company. And there's a little bit of a catch to it because us as factors, we can offer that quick pay for our clients and say, hey, well, you know what? If their factoring company's not approving you, then we'll just offer them a quick pay. And there's a split fee usually that takes place sometimes where a factoring company's get a piece of that. The new broker, they're getting a piece of that quick pay. So they're splitting that fee. So there's a piece of it that's kind of enticing, right? Because you've got this factoring fee that you're able to offset by offering this quick pay to the carrier. But then at the end of the day, got to keep in mind that it's never flowing through. And the factoring company doesn't really want to divulge that information because they're earning an additional fee on it. And so our kind of value prop, the way that we see for our clients is we tell them, listen, you need us on day one. You might need us for working capital because you have to do quick pays. But our goal is to help you build your credit over the next 6 months to a year where you don't need OpperFi for working capital purposes, but you keep OpperFi from an administrative, we handle your receivables and your payables and all that other stuff. So from to link this all together, understanding that you as this brand new business, not only are you out there selling your customers and making sure that you're improving and diversifying and getting more customers, you also have to sell this other community, which is the factoring community and creditors. And you have to make sure that you establish yourself as a reliable, credible individual business owner, because we all know how much fraud is in this industry. And the one piece of this is that there's all these credit analysts that are protecting their business. We have credit analysts that are looking at every single broker with a fine-tooth comb and all the little pieces that what we deem as being a credible business if we're going to take that chance. And there's so many factors that see with all the fraud and all the risk that's out there, they're protecting themselves and they're protecting their carriers. So you have to see this as not only are you going out and having to sell customers, you also have to go out there and sell factoring companies and prove who you are. And it takes time. It takes energy. There is no quick fix. The other thing I'd like to clarify is you working with a factoring company, no factor is out there reporting your payables data. They're reporting receivables data. But because if you sign up with OpperFi and we've sent out 15, 20, 50,000 a month in your payables data, that's different. Payables data is not what's being reported. It's not like you have an agency that's out there that maybe you use a QuickBooks to pay off your credit cards. QuickBooks isn't processing and sending that payment history to the credit agencies, right? If you've got you as a consumer, maybe you're using Intuit, I don't know what it is, but if you've got some sort of automated payment that's happening, it's not the payment that's reporting to the Experian, the Equifax, or the TransUnion. It's the creditor themselves that who is owed the funds, who's reporting that data. So there's a lot of different, you know, nuances to those pieces. And so what we try to do is provide with our clients and obviously with your students as well, that taste of how us as the factoring company, how are we viewing your operation? What are the different aspects that we're looking at to give you that chance, to give you, allow you that opportunity to start building that credit? So hopefully after today, we'll be able to help educate a lot more individuals and provide them that roadmap to get in that point where they're frustrated for the past 2 years, where finally they see the light at the end of the tunnel and know the steps in order to get there.
Yeah, I love that. And I can tell you right now, guys, listen, lean in because we're about to give you this special offer and there's two different components to it. Number one, you're going to be able to access the OpperFi Freight Broker Credit Building course, their online course that they created specifically for freight brokers. Normally that course would cost you $250, but Tom has been nice enough to waive that fee so you can actually get access to that for free, 100% free, costs you nothing. Okay. So we're going to give you a link to do that. But then secondly, any of you that are actively out there looking for a factoring company that will work with startups, OpperFi is here to help. They're one of the very few out there today in this economy that are willing to work with freight broker startups. I've had numerous conversations with Tom. I've vetted the company. I've went through the process and I've brought him to you as a solution because I know that this is an important part of the equation for a lot of startups. And sometimes you may have been in just getting your business started and just starting to move loads. You might be someone who's been doing it for a while, but maybe your factoring company is struggling or pulling back or is trying to, you know, maybe isn't quite as cooperative because maybe you're not giving them the volume or whatever reasons are, you know, that's the reason why I brought in Tom and his team at OpperFi. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to try to put this banner up on the screen really quick. So there's two links here. It says for broker credit, go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/broker credit. That's where you're going to go to get access to the credit. You'll sign up. It's a free enrollment and you'll get instant access to the actual credit training. Okay. So normally that's a $250 product. You're getting it waived if you sign up today. Okay. Secondly, if you are actively out there looking for a factoring company, if you're someone who has been having conversations with factoring company or searching for factoring companies, or maybe you went to some of the other factoring companies that were previously dealing with startups, but aren't working with them now, you can go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/cashflow. That's going to bring you to an online application. You fill the basic information out, and then somebody from Tom's team is going to reach out to you and go through the process and go through the vetting process of how they can help you start factoring as a freight broker startup. So Tom, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, I think that kind of sums it up.
I love it. And listen, you guys are really going to enjoy the broker credit, right? The freight broker credit program. I went through it myself. I actually went through every single module, every single lesson. I went through the entire thing. You guys are truly going to enjoy it. It's well done. It's well put together. And again, if you sign up today, you will get it absolutely free. I can't promise if it's going to cost you later, but right today, if you sign up today, freightbrokerbootcamp.com/broker credit, you'll get instant access at zero charge. And if you guys are looking for factoring now, again, go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/cashflow. You'll go through that quick form and then you'll get on the phone with somebody from Tom's team. Make sure you fill out that form. You know, they're going to be very busy if you try to call them. You know, you're going to get the quickest answers by going through that form. So listen, Tom, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for clarifying that. I think that was an eye opener for a lot of people in the audience. And listen, if you guys are curious about becoming a freight broker, if this is maybe the first time and you're just getting started, or this is your first live, or you haven't went through any training yet, you can check out freightbrokerbootcamp.com, trained over 10,000 students. Again, we offer a 60-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. Truly appreciate you guys being here. Have an awesome day and we'll see you next week. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'm humbled that you allowed me to be a part of your day. Now subscribe to the podcast so we can do this more often. And for those of you that take the next 15 to 30 seconds to rate and review the podcast, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.